Now, as you probably heard on the recording, I used the banjo to play a solo during the intro. And it's not that hard if you know how to do the alternating thumb roll and a forward roll. So I'm starting off with the third string open, and then I'm going to do an alternating thumb roll, including a slide. So I'll slide on the 2nd to 4th fret, and that's the 2nd, 4th frets from the capo. I'll hit the 3rd string 2nd fret, slide it up to the 4th, and then I'll complete my alternating thumb roll, 2, 5, 1. So, 3, slide, 2, 5, 1. Then keep that 3rd string 4th fret held down, and we'll do a couple of forward rolls. So far we have this, 3rd string open, slide, 2, 5, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, and I want you to hold down the 3rd string 2nd fret, and we'll go 3rd string 2nd, and then take your finger off of the 3rd string altogether, play it, followed by the 1st string. So we have 3, slide, 2, 5, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 3, 1. And that's what we'll do for the G chord. Then it goes to an E minor. And we do almost exactly the same thing, except that I'll start off hitting the 4th string 2nd fret, and then I'll move down and do the slide. 2, 5, 1, and 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 3, 1. Everything else is the same, except that instead of hitting the 3rd string open at the beginning, I hit the 4th string 2nd fret, then move that finger down for the slide. Then we do all of that again. And that is the intro. From here we go into the first verse. Let's see what we do there.